Mo podcasting, Mo problems. On this episode of 90s Tunes Podcast with Avery and Lena.
It's kind of true. I go through more paper. I have to etch out some time. I have to talk to you more. Problematic.
Etching out some time. Like, this is the really big time-consuming project in our lives.
Hours upon hours. I'm going to say 2.5 podcasts. This is our half one where we just talk about a song, then we have an album, and then we have a wrestling one. Anyway, for anyone who may not know what we're talking about, we are talking about Mo Money, Mo Problems by Notorious B.I.G. I can't say Mo Money, Mo Problems and not giggle. Like, so I will likely just go with More Money, More Problems. I can't do it. I don't know if I can do it.
It's the name of the song.
That's true.
You can't just change the name of an iconic song.
It's like I can call him the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Biggie. I can't call him Big Papa without giggling. I'm sorry.
Well, we can get away from that term. We don't have to call him Big Papa the whole time.
I'm going to go just with Biggie because it's okay. Just time. Yeah.
I think that's the most common one. Like, maybe for me, that's what I hear the most.
I feel like probably, like, Notorious B.I.G. is, like, when you're respecting, like Mr. Avery Cochran.
Okay.
Although born Christopher George Latour Wallace in May 1972, he died March 9th, 1997. So I didn't actually know a lot. Like, I know he was murdered. His debut, I didn't even know the name of this album, but his debut album in 1994 was Ready to Die, produced by, like, Sean Puffy Combs, Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Sean Combs, Bad Boy Records. And then this is called Life After Death, which is kind of chilling, thinking how his life went. Like, it was called that, like, not because he died, but that was the name anyway. Although this album was released just weeks after his death. So he died March 9th, and this album was released in March 25th. It was ready to go. It was going to be out before something happened, and this was when it was released.
Okay.
It's just, there's conspiracy theories, of course, that Puff Daddy did it because to make all the money, and then he had his song, I'll Be Missing You. First, it was Hypnotized, then that, and what replaced that song was this one, More Money, More Problems on the Church.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, I was kind of aware of this at the time, but not really. This album, it features Sean Combs, Biggie, Mace, who I knew the name, but I'm like, how do I know Mace? And he sang the song, You Make Me Feel So Good, You Make Me Feel So Good. Bad, 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 bad boys. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I do. Now that you sing it,
yeah. Yeah, I had to look it up. I'm like, I know this song. Also, Kelly Price, who I didn't know a lot about, but found out some stuff. In some things, it says she was uncredited, but I could see her name everywhere associated with this song. She was a backup for Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. She had her own albums. I don't know why we don't know that. Well, I think she had some gospel albums, so that's why we don't know her name more. But I guess
Okay. Someone
heard her singing back. So she is credited. I'm thinking this lady must be rich with a lot of songs, including Fantasy by Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh.
So I'm thinking this woman makes some good coin. She better.
Yeah.
She's just shown. And now we have to go to the video. Do you remember? Well, first, what was your thought when I chose the song?
I heard this song before. I wasn't caught up in all the stuff that was going on at that time with Biggie and Tupac and all that. Like, that was out of my realm. Like, I knew about it, but I didn't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
So even this genre of music, I didn't really listen to at that time.
Yeah.
So I've heard the songs, but I haven't really listened or anything like that.
Okay.
The most I know, like, from the video was, like, the Weird Al video, All About the Pentiums.
I don't think I know that one.
So when they're singing in that tunnel
yep.
with the bright red suits, they sort of spoof that.
Okay. This video is pretty iconic, I think.
Yes.
That, those shiny suits, those goggles, that tunnel, the lights. It was directed by Hype Williams, who directed so many videos like I Believe I Can Fly, Getting Jiggy With It. He has worked with Canadian Snow and Nelly Furtado.
Did he do the Informer video?
No.
Oh.
Also, I could just leave it there, but I'm just going to extend that red string out a bit. He has worked with Kanye on many videos. Not the video Touch the Sky, though, which featured Canadian Pamela Anderson. Do you have a Canadian connection?
I did. The album was engineered by Manny Marquin, and he's worked with other people and Canadians, such as The Weeknd and Justin Bieber.
Nice.
So that's my Canadian connection.
Yes, yes. Also, I learned that, well, they sampled Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out, which was written by Nile Rodgers of Say Chic, Say Freak.
Okay.
Aw, freak out. Yeah. I think he's still producing. I think he did some Daft Punk stuff. And yeah. Yeah, this video was so 90s. And I loved it. Now, I have a different connection. Not connection, but memories of this. 97, I was just out. I was just out. I was just 19, just going to bars, dancing to this song. And I remember it being big.
Okay.
Like, well, I guess I turned 9. Yeah. So this was big on the dance floor at the sticky floored Capri Club in Sydney that I spent too much time at for dollar drinks. So I have a good connection with this song. It put me in a mood. I've been dancing around the house. I'm sure our neighbors got some funny, if they looked in our window at certain times, there was some funny dance moves. Not good. Never good. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crappy how it was overshadowed by a death, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to really go down that big, dark rabbit hole. I just really want to go with that. Although, and what's kind of funny is, you think of it as his song, but the other three in this song are huge. I think, like, Mace has a verse where he says, I looked up the lyrics, blow like Hootie. Awesome, awesome lyric. Puff Daddy. I like this. My favorite line that Puffy said was, I'm the D to the A to the DDY. And I just find that funny. I'm going to be like, hi, I'm Lena. I'm the L to the E to the NA.
The NA.
Cochrane. I had nothing. But I actually think when I think of this song, it's Kelly Price that comes to mind.
Like, yeah, yeah, her. I really like that part of the song.
I think she sings more than any one person on the song because it's looped throughout, right? And also the video is interesting. She's just on a screen in the background, and they have old footage of Biggie that they just kind of put on a screen and try to sync it up to seem like he's rapping to this song. But I think she's the star, followed by Mace. Sorry. If anyone disagrees, but he was kind of good in this video. I should look up more of his stuff. I mean, I know extremely well, but how did this chart?
This charted at number 27 on the top Canadian top singles, but then charted number 1 on the Canadian Dance Urban Hits. But the whole album charted on, it reached number 3 on the Canadian albums charts.
Not surprising.
Yeah. And the song didn't have any classifications like gold or anything like that, but the album went 2x platinum in Canada, which makes me want to listen to the whole album.
Yeah. I mean, I only know this and Hypnotized. Do you know that song?
Yes. I'm more familiar with Hypnotized than I am with this.
Yep. I just kind of chose this song, but I'm like, yeah, maybe we should do the whole album, which we might at some point. I mean, we can always just explore it on our own time for fun.
I think we listen to too many albums. Like, I know I listen, when I'm listening to an album for the week, I usually don't listen to much else besides that album.
Yep.
So it's hard to get into other albums.
To extra fun listening.
listening.
So we will have to listen. We will have to choose it. I'm intrigued because the two songs I know on it are amazing. We can go on and on about Backstory, Notorious B.I.G., feuds. I don't want to. So we'll just leave it at that. And I'll probably be singing this to myself for the next couple of weeks.
Good. Well, until we figure out the song for next week.
No, it doesn't matter. This I'll be singing. But you're likely to hear an Avery. Oh, this was Hypnotized. I have this and Hypnotized both kind of. Usually one, this has led to some amazing, when you listen on Google, plays this, and then I think it plays Hypnotize, and then it plays I Wish I Was a Little Bit Smaller. And then I forget what else, but it kind of leads to some a good, fun
it's a
mix.
Good mix,
so,
yeah.
But what will we be listening to next week?
I'm going complete opposite. We're going with some heavy metal.
Yes.
And I have it narrowed down to a few songs.
Pick the second one on your list.
I don't know because I don't have a second one on my list.
Pick the one that's closer to the letter R. I have no idea what's on your list.
Well, then that's letter R. I have three songs that I really want to do.
Okay.
Early 90s to late 90s. But I think we're going to go early 90s.
We go with more late 90s. So let's go generally. So let's go with
that narrows it down to two songs.
I'm just trying to help you out here, bud.
We are going with Cowboys from Hell by Pantera.
All right. I don't think I know it, so I'm excited.
I think you might know it because it was on the Guitar Hero games.
Okay. Later. When I hear a song, then I don't know by name, but we'll see if I know it. We'll discuss that next week. And
keep on listening.